Oh, times it went fast. The 28th of January, 2007, the second hour. Of course, we're here Saturdays from noon to 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Central Standard Time. And if you're listening to shortwave radio or low power FM, be sure to call into RBN and give a call out from your frequency that you're listening to this program on. Now, just segueing from my finish from the last hour, I don't believe in accidents. I don't believe in coincidences. I believe, without being an expert in astrophysics or quantum physics, still, regardless, from what little I do know and the obvious nature of basically common sense, each interaction that you've had in your life, I believe, and I can see in my own life, has led you to the next step. It's literally been a bit of a that helps you grow and learn a little bit about your faults and your strengths. Jobs that you've had in the past. It's all part of moving forward. But what is life? And that is the ultimate question that sometimes they're trying to find when they research the New World Order. What is the meaning of life? Who are we moving around as we appear like ants, if you were to look at Earth from space and glance down and see us moving, working, creating all these things, watching the nuclear weapons get developed, watching the bombs get dropped. And from space, we must look like to put it bluntly, a mental hospital. Some people see Earth as that. One big concentration camp, in a way. One big global gulag. A mental institution, if you will, for the fallen angels, galactically. So what is the meaning of life? And what are we doing here? I believe that many of the things that you've been through are part of some weird time loop pattern that I can't explain beyond just that. To go further would be skepticism. That I don't see any accident in any of this, and I see a big lesson that needs to be learned arising from this crisis that we find ourselves in. We can't do that and figure out, is there something more? Is there something more that we're looking for other than just teaching much? Other than exploring this country, a constitutional republic. And also examining some of the other countries, people listening to this program are facing different issues. People listening in Europe are dealing with the expansion of the EU. We keep finding this theme of centralized control.
away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tech, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Welcome back to the last segment of Outside the Box. You can call 1-800-313-443, if there's anyone still around in the meantime. I'm just dealing with a little neighbor issue at the moment. it's such being young and broke, I'll tell you. This is your Rodeo 95 that was actually stolen from me about a couple months ago. It actually belongs to Anthony J. Hilder, a friend of mine. You may have heard of him, 9/11 the Great. The greatest one ever sold. And the car broke out the ignition, and I can't even barely move it or get it towed. And they changed the plates on me, so I can't even resell it. So these are the things that happen in a society where crime seems to be the norm. And I've dealt with it. We had a home invasion in my house. My friend's computer was taken. It's not the government. I mean, we live in a bad neighborhood where if you don't deadbolt things, stuff gets stolen. If it's not bolted down, they'll take your shoes. Yeah, actually, someone did take my shoes a couple months ago. And it gets me mad. But you know what? You know what, America? You know what, my friends, ladies and gentlemen? I still don't call for a police state. I tell my roommates, lock the doors, be more aware, don't be an idiot. Stuff won't get stolen, jackass. They piss me off. I want to slap them sometimes. Too bad I'm not a violent person, maybe I would. But I want to shake them awake and make them realize that we don't need a police state, we need to be more aware. Most of all, neighbors need to watch each other's back and really create a safe neighborhood where a big, large police force, you know, patrolling our streets isn't necessary. You also have the issues of the breakdown of the family, why so many young people turn to methamphetamines like they do in some parts of the town, why this happens, why that happens. You know, there's a breakdown of the family taking place. The demoralization is not just happening with the police, it's happening with people. I mean, they were, and this isn't like me trying to be religious on you or anything, but the amount of sexual content, extreme sexual content, marketed towards younger and younger viewers has jumped. It used to be like, you know, 40%, or 20-some percent back in the 80s. Now it's like 70%. today in terms of the amount of information and stuff they see. People are changing. The world's changing. And as we see society express some of the worst things that humans can do to each other, poor people stealing from even poor people, you know, the homelessness in the streets, the mob activity, the gang activity, all the sexual crimes that are taking place, which some of it is true. You have to look at not only the diabolical power of the New World Order, but it's what is happening in man. This is a new concept, a concept I bring out. They don't really hear people try to talk about both at once. Now people are changing sometimes, not for the better. So it's a spiritual war. So I'm going to conclude it tonight. This is, to a certain degree, a spiritual war. I'm not going to use the term holy war, but a lot of people are given options on, you know, not only what side of the fence they stand on, whether it be the Almighty God Creator or Lucifer, but on a more pragmatic, you know, basic level, how much freedom, again, like the last caller reiterated, how many rights are we going to give up to attain the illusion of security? And it was Benjamin Franklin that said those that would give up essential liberty to attain security deserve neither liberty nor security. And with that, I'm going to see you next Saturday at noon Pacific Standard Time. That's 2 Central Standard Time right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I thank Troy and John for calling in, and all of you that are listening right now live on this network, rbnlive.com. See you next week.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
We've all considered.